Thank you for tuning in to New Zealand's very own Fire School of Ministry. We are dedicated to seeing a national revival within the shores of New Zealand. For more information, find us on Facebook.
One of the things I love about Jesus' ministry is how he included people and transformed people at the same time. It gives me so much hope for my own life and my ongoing relationship with God, that he includes people and transforms them. So Jesus practiced something called transformational inclusion, not just affirmational inclusion. Jesus didn't just come to sinners and affirm them. He didn't just come to the prostitutes and affirm the ladies on how to make more money as they go out at night, or how to be really good prostitutes. He didn't just have special PowerPoints and meetings and seminars for tax collectors to be better tax collectors in their life in Israel. No, he transformed them. And one of the women he transformed was the woman at the well, recorded in John chapter 4. I mean, this woman's sleeping around, for goodness sake. She doesn't say she's got children, but she may have children from various dads, and she's known in the town as a loose woman. And Jesus engages with her at the well. We don't even know her name. She's that insignificant, if you like. But Jesus engages with her. He speaks with her. He talks with her, he loves her, he's at the well. But then he says to her, go back, call your husband and come back, verse 6. She says, I have no husband. He says, yeah, you're right when you say you have no husband. So already he's still including her at this point. He says, the fact is, and this is the crunch, you have five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you've just said is quite true. Oh, the woman says, I perceive you're a prophet. Man, she goes back to the town. They have another little conversation before she goes back. But when she goes back to the town, she runs into her village. And she says in verse 29, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Well, we already know she's got five guys on the go in a small village. There may have been other guys that she'd had sexual liaisons with. Can you imagine being one of the guys who'd maybe committed adultery with this woman? Can you imagine when she's running through the town saying, hey guys, come and meet a guy who told me everything I ever did, when the everything I ever did included you? Oh my goodness, talk about causing a stir. She is being transformed. She's included in relationship with Jesus, but Jesus still addresses the issues in her life, and she's transformed in the process. What a wonderful God we serve. I just want to encourage you today to not bypass the cross, but take up the cross. To not simply look for God to affirm you in your lifestyle, but lay down your lifestyle, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. Thanks so much for listening.